Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm so excited today because my guest, incredible human being, incredible friend, known her for many years through many different fields as an entrepreneur that she's had, and did not know her background until we actually got really close and was finding out she's third generation Arizonan. Her ancestors came from China before Arizona became a state. I mean, amazing. And she is just a pillar of our community. She and her husband have done businesses together, and she was in radio for a while, then her business with her husband, and now she is just killing it in a very positive way in bringing real estate to a higher level in professionalism, dynamic leadership that she's using. But under all of it, she has this burning desire to support America. So I am just honored to introduce you to Christine Ong Cothran. Christine, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Sharon.
I didn't want to tell your ancestor story because I think it is so incredible. Can you give a little bit of little Christine and your family and the history?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm a proud third generation Arizonan. My family has actually been in the Grand Canyon state since the late 1800s and worked on the railroads, and that's mom's side, second generation on dad's side. And, I think, the great thing about America, which is what I love about America, is we all come from somewhere. And I really just have such respect for the sacrifice that my great-grandparents made on my mother's side. They immigrated to America, like I said, to work on the railroads. They ultimately would open up a grocery store. A lot of Chinese American immigrants either owned restaurants or owned grocery stores coming to America early on. And we're entrepreneurs because this program is about business, money, and entrepreneurship. And, I think a lot of people that come here, knowing that America is that land of opportunity, come here with the knowing that they can create whatever it is that they want if they have the courage and conviction to do so. So my great-grandparents owned and operated a grocery store. They would have 10 children in total, of which my grandmother was one of them. And they spoke far less Chinese than they did Spanish, because their grocery store was in Tucson, Arizona. So they had to adapt, and right, isn't that a characteristic of business ownership and entrepreneurship, is the ability to adapt to your environment. So they owned and operated that grocery store for many, many years. And then on my father's side, actually, knowing I was going to be on your podcast, Sharon, I actually dug up some old photos. They're actually the passport photos of my father's parents. So take a look at this. So this is actually my grandfather when he was 16 years old.
That's so amazing.
So, I mean, when you look at the photo, he was actually a very young boy, right? He has a lot of boyish features about him. And so he married my grandmother in a prearranged marriage in China and, left you know, communist China for the land of opportunity, as we're talking about, for a better way, a better life, a better path. But he left my grandmother behind. And people say I kind of look a lot like her. I take that as a tremendous compliment. My grandfather immigrated here in 1919, lived, worked, and slept in the back of a grocery store here in Phoenix, which is now modern day, I want to say 12th Street and Van Buren. It was called Shady's Market. And like I said, lived, worked, and slept there on actually cardboard boxes in the back of the grocery store. Before sending for my grandmother more than 20 some odd years later. So that's sort of the difference, if you will, between, you know, age and years and in this case, decades of how they came to America, which, as you mentioned, you know, leads to my love of America is the sacrifice that I know that all my ancestors made to come to a free nation that we all can, because we all come from somewhere, have the freedoms that we have today.
Well, and I just want to acknowledge you, because you live a life of gratitude and gratefulness, and you are a true patriot. And I think it's really important for all of us to live, realize that we can complain about things all day long, but if we don't like something, we have the opportunity to do something about it and change it. And you are a unbelievable volunteer. You're very you work with your time, your hands, and your money, your checkbook. So you are very supportive of organizations, not just in Arizona, but across the country. And you've been very involved in political campaigns. And you know, we need to get involved, and we need to stand for what we believe in. And I just want to applaud you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I live my life with an attitude of gratitude, and I really appreciate you seeing that in me, because, you know, it's part of me being my authentic self. And I think, you know, in the course of being an entrepreneur and a business owner or whatever it is that you do in life, you have to do it authentically. And through our friendship, Sharon, you know, I've really appreciated you as a mentor, because I've struggled along the way, because it's not necessarily always popular to be bold and brave and stand up for what you believe in, but you've always encouraged me, and I thank you for that. And that's part of being and playing big, right? Is being bold and having grits and having guts and never giving up on what you believe in, whatever that might be.
Well, and I think everybody watching and listening, they realize, you know, we have different chapters in our life. And we met when you were working in radio, and then you fell in love and got married, and you and your husband started a business together. And then you had some ups and downs in that business. And you absolutely decided to get into real estate. And in a very short time, I think you've only been in it a couple of 2 to 3 years, and you are a rock star and getting referrals from people, because people know that you are high integrity, you're trusted, and you're going to go the extra mile for them. And Mike and I are honored to have you as part of our EXP team. But I think it's really important to talk about the decision that you made to go from the world of owning a company, entrepreneurship, to now owning your own real estate business. So talk a little bit about that transition.
Sure. Well, a lot of how I live my life too is with, you know, the mindset that quitters never win and winners never quit. So even though through life and through business relationships, you know, we have different seasons, it's important to have, you know, courage, right? It's the difference between, you know, think and grow rich, having faith versus having fear, right? And so I got my career started actually in radio advertising, as you mentioned. I started working for what used to be one of the Clear Channel radio brands in News Talk. I had studied broadcast journalism back in college at Arizona State University, go Sun Devils. and realized that I wanted to take a different path. But what I loved about journalism was the ability to highlight and share people's stories and connect with the community, which I'm still doing in my life, as you mentioned, to this day, just in different ways. But I was actually Clear Channel's very first hire after a 60% staff layoff in 2009. I realized that I wanted to mesh my affinity for business, which would grow to present day and continues to grow, with journalism. And so what better way of doing that than working in radio advertising? So I literally showed up at who would end up being my manager, Brad Gould's doorstep, basically begging him for a job. I'd show up once or twice a month for about a year. And then finally, I was actually their very first hire after all their layoffs. And, you know, just kind of hit the ground running. Actually, I adopted the nickname, which I'm very proud of, by the way, of Mini Jaws. So they called me Mini Jaws because I'm tiny but mighty. And, you know, before you know it, you know, I kind of sneak up on you and I don't give up on you. And I love, I know this sounds bizarre, but I actually love when people say no to me, because I take that rejection, if you will, as a challenge to, you know, take that no, not right now, to a total yes. And it was actually through that experience too that I was fortunate to do the Rich Dad Poor Dad radio show with the Rich Dad companies. And, you know, you talk a lot about power of association, where 1 + 1 = not 2, but 11. And I just, you know, being 100% commission, it was literally, you know, feast or famine. And I was in a total famine mode for my first couple months. And I reached out to every single person I knew and people they knew. And so one of my very good friends at the time, his name was, is Marco Antonio Ray Hill, is a television star in Latin America. And I reached out to him and he said, Christine, I think I do have somebody for you to meet. And it was Robert Kiyosaki. And at the time, the CEO, I think, was Mike Sullivan. So I reached out with this crazy idea because digital streaming, iHeartRadio was in its infancy, about taking the Rich Dad, Poor Dad message to the radio waves, and kind of the rest is history with you and me. And then that, you know, I realized, you know, not that there's anything wrong with a 9-to-5, but, you know, when I say I love freedom in every capacity. And my now husband and I were, you know, looking for more ways to build a life together. And that's where I might say I became a business owner by accident, although there are no accidents, I will say. And my husband had a private money lending business that he had just started. And he started, if this gives any of you hope out there of where you may be now and where you want to go, it's possible with enough imagination, creativity, conviction, but also action. So my husband actually started our company from nothing, but one phone, one computer, and a lot of tenacity, truly. So he said to me one day, you know, we want to build a life together. So that's going to mean that you're going to have to help me build this business together. And did that for a number of years. And it's funny, growing up, I would go with my mother to take your daughter or take your child to work day. And both my parents are bankers, by the way. And I always told myself, I will never be a banker. I will never do anything with numbers, which is why I studied journalism, but never say never. So ended up in financing and helped build our business from one retail location and a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and 4 retail location company in a matter of time. And And then the new season that I'm in. So during COVID, I found a new calling. My husband and I, for quite some time, decided that we wanted to start anew. And I decided that for myself, that meant taking my love for my home country and starting to sell homes. So I've actually been in the business for a little over a year and a half. I had my real estate license. I dusted it off and I got to work. And so I started selling homes. Again, if this gives any of you hope out there for whatever obstacles, whatever resistance that you may be encountering, when you encounter resistance, what it does is it creates resilience, is what it does. And that's what it did within me. So, so started just selling real estate in, the middle of 2020, and in just 6 months' time ended up in the top 2% of real estate agents in Arizona.
And it was just amazing. And it is tenacity. I can absolutely guarantee it. And you're so generous of your time and talent. And as we're building a team in our real estate group, you are so generous, not even when there's not part of your direct financially benefit to you, you are so kind and supportive of people. And that's really the spirit of association, that power of association we're talking about. We're just so honored to have you working alongside us, and we're excited about the future and the opportunity. So Christine, people may want to ask, get some more information about the patriotic side of Christine or the real estate. So how can people find you?
Yes. So it's been a fortunate opportunity to mesh my personal brand with my business brand. And so it is that I do real estate to do real good things in this world and donating to causes along the way that we all care about. My website, if you'd like to reach out to me, is realestaterealgood.com.
That's wonderful. I love that. Realestaterealgood.com. That's fantastic. And so when people are watching and listening and they still, you know, they know they need to make a change. And there's no doubt that you are a go-getter, you're persistent. But what advice do you give to somebody who's still kind of held back with the fear of making a change and taking action for themselves?
Sure. I'll share what somebody, one of my early mentors, asked me the question. And it was actually who ended up being my manager when I worked in radio, that I had been beating down his door month after month for over a year. And then he finally offered me a job, but it was 100% commission. And I said, well, you know, let me think about it. And he says to me, Christine, think about it. Well, you can only stand at the edge of the cliff for so long before you jump. So my advice to you all would be the same thing. I'll just ask you the question. How long will you stand at the edge of the cliff thinking about what you might do before you actually do it? So just take a chance. And, you know, as they say, temporary defeat is not permanent failure. And always look at what you might deem as failure as feedback and begin again.
And I'm going to add to that what things that I share. I say take a leap of faith is something we hear often. And when I hear that, I think of somebody, you know, crossing their fingers, closing their eyes and jumping. I go, take a leap with faith, mm-hmm. with your eyes wide open, knowing that you are taking a step into the unknown outside your comfort zone, but that's where the world of possibilities begin and opportunities are there. So take a leap with faith. And know that we are all here to support you. So Christine, thank you so much. You're going to hang in here because we're going to do a second recording for the private Facebook group called Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. So for those of you watching and listening that have not joined the Facebook group, please do, because we have a little bit more insight into our guests there. And the group was really created to help people who want to be number one in their field, live their legacy, and create maximum impact. And I believe that's you. So we look forward to seeing you in the group. Otherwise, you are fabulous. Have an incredible day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. Any questions, reach out to us, info@SharonLecter. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.